Indeed, you are on Rise FM in 60 minutes. As I've mentioned to you, that on the line I'll have Mr. Heathen Hira. He's the head of investor relations at Pan African Resources. That's the mother company that owns Barberton Mines and as well as Evander Gold Mine out in Govanimpeg. But tonight the focus is here in the city of Mbombela, that is Barberton Mines. Following the ongoing concerns of processes currently unfolding at Barberton Mines, the gold mining operation has released a statement today citing that they have endeavoured to implement numerous and ongoing interventions to provide and improve productivity and to ensure that sustainability of Barberton Mines for the long term. But increasing gold theft, including by their own employees and through collaboration with illegal miners, have aided and abated by the sections of community, along with the consumed increase in security costs, they have then had to undergo this particular process. I bring in now the head of investor relations, Heathen Hira. He joins us now in conversation. This is from Pan African Resources. Heathen, good evening. Really appreciate you taking my call.
Good evening, Musa, and thank you so much for the opportunity to respond to any questions that you have.
Sure. Just reading from the extract that I've just read now from the statement released by Barberton Mines, it suggests that you undergoing this particular process due to high cost incurred as a result of fighting illegal mining from the illegal miners and some of your workers. What seems to be the reason you are laying off workers? Because yesterday when we spoke to NUM, they suggested that you said, as an operation, you said Barberton Mines Sheba Shaft was not doing well. What could be the reasons as to why you are laying off workers?
Yeah, it's not an overnight decision that we made. It's 3 years in the making, where, you know, we have engaged with our employees. There's a process that we follow with organized labor and future forums to discuss the performance of the mine. And, 3 year process, we've tried operating efficiencies. You know, we've engaged with workers regarding the productivity, you know, how much funds that we move per month. We've implemented full calendar operations to try and improve matters. We've improved efficiencies. You know, we've got a solar plant that we've installed at lower costs. But, in terms of the number of people on site and the productivity and the gold that is coming out over the last 3 years, the costs have been over what we are receiving for the gold price, even in this high price environment. So we are under considerable pressure from all our stakeholders, including investors. You know, in this high gold price environment, you still cannot make this operation work. What seems to be the problem? And, you know, we've revisited all our operating. You know, we've been operating Barberton Mines since 2007. And the mine has been in existence for over 100 years. And it has come to this now where, you know, we just don't understand the grades, what the geologists tell us. The mines are, they have the grade, they have the life of mine, but we're not getting the gold out of the ground. And, costs, you cannot run an unprofitable operation that does not make business sense. It does not give returns, but it also does not allow us to contribute back to the communities where we operate. So something had to be done. We had to look at productivity. We had to look at where this gold is going. And, we've increased security. There's been a lot of investigations. And, we've had a 90-day consultation process, a joint consensus process, where we've engaged with labor representatives. We've presented the cost studies, the cases, we've presented to the Department of Minerals and Energy. And, we've even had a visit from the DMR's Mining Sustainability and Employment Committee. They visited the mine, they looked at our processes, what efficiencies we have tried over the years. And the basic thing is that, what the grades are saying, what the exploration is saying, is not coming out of the plant, and there is the problem. You know, we've got to improve productivity, and we've got to stop illegal operations that are rife that we know about. And we've been through the process, and we've identified over 900 positions, but through redeployment and through coming to compromises and through trying to minimize the losses, we recognize employees work hard. We've come to a number of just over 240. So, through a CCMA process, the presentations, we've tried to mitigate the circumstances. And let's see how it goes now. If things don't improve, we'll have to revisit again. But already we've seen the benefits of this restructure and improvement. So, employees are coming to the party, and let's hope for the best. Increasing gold price environment, and once profitability improves, these positions become available again, and we're looking for prosperity and a long life for operations in Barberton. We are the biggest employer in the region. If we don't make sacrifices now, we risk losing the entire operation. That's, over 3,500 employees. And just imagine for that Barberton region and even Nelspruit, if the mine closes down, the area will be overrun by illegal mining, mainly, through the porous borders. But, then all the sustainability benefits that come with the mine giving back that will disappear. The projects that we do, the schools we built, the clinics, community halls, and also the corporate social investment, the youth development, the training, the bursaries, all that is at risk if we don't take action now. So that's, we want to maintain that, and that's the message we would like to give.
Sure. Hidden, let's look at what you've just said now. You say there's been a 90-day consultation period. Talk to us when you officially served, the different stakeholders, be it the unions and various others, whom you would have engaged in this 90 days.
Yeah, the process started on the 11th of February.
Sure.
Yeah, that's when it all began. And, there have been back and forth presentations. We presented to the organized labor and representatives, tribal authorities, the DMR. And we've actually went over the 90-day period. It was according to the Labor Act. And, it was a joint consensus-seeking process that we followed. And this is what has the workers that were identified that would have to be let go.
Yeah. What do you mean you've gone over the 90-day period and reached 90 days in just 3 days ago?
Yeah, well, we identified the process before the announcement. So, that's when it all began. But we announced it on the 11th of February. But there was negotiations going on before that.
Sure. Let's talk about then the criteria used, because largely those who seem to have been affected are purported to be coming from the region, Barberton particularly. And now the assertion is that you are laying off natives instead of those who are coming from foreign lands or who are coming from other parts of our country. Yeah. Speak to us around initially. You had intended to lay off 980. You subsequently laid off about 244, which is about 25% of the initial number. Then talk to us about then how did you get into selecting these individuals as to why you ought to be laid off, what sort of skills they did not possess, or what sort of skills did you feel are redundant in the operations?
Okay, that gets into quite a bit of detail, in the HR process. But it would have been at an operational level that we would have you know, with the mine management and with the representatives from the unions, the leadership from the traditional councils, you would look at the critical skills that you would require, and then you would look at the general laborers, the unskilled workers, and the workers there who have, you know, joined last. So, you know, the principle was the last in, first out. And then there were also voluntary packages that we were offering that people took. And then there were some, you know, that were there were allegations against them. So 202 employees were redeployed to fill vacancies in the new structure.
Yeah.
There were 33 employees offered voluntary severance or separation packages and early retirement packages. And then actually, of 38 employees who applied for the voluntary packages, we declined 5 due to operational needs.
Mm.
But, you know, the process was facilitated by the CCMA.
Sure.
Held between 28th Feb and 12th April, and then extended further up to 30th April.
Mm-hmm.
So it was held with, you know, the MUN, the regional and branch leaders.
Sure.
UASA, regional and branch leaders, non-unionized employee representatives.
Mm-hmm.
So the category 48 underground employees. Sure. Surface employees and union men and officials. So,
Yeah. You
know, there's interviews we've seen that people say they've been unfairly dismissed, but, you know, they have to take it up with their representatives who were in detail in the process.
Sure. Yeah, let me touch on that just quickly, Heathen. You said that the process was, you know, last in, first out, but seemingly the view on the ground is that you have also laid off people who are well advanced in experience in terms of working for Barberton Mine. Some were told 11 years in, but you've since let them out. So from where we are, it's not consistent with what you are saying, because those that are even interviewed by members of the media, they seek to suggest that they've been with the operations for longer than 10 years. And not so long ago, Barberton Mines was on a recruitment of hiring new members. So, yeah, I don't know whether you are able to marry, you know, just the two ideas of the last in, first out, whether indeed in you know to a large extent was that followed to the T, or there were also other considerations that were done. While you answer that, I want you also talk to us around Fulco, because I remember that you introduced an operation called Fulco around 2023. Give us a sense of whether Fulco has been successful in how you've implemented it, and if it has been successful, how then are you now faced with this particular operation or process of laying off workers at such a large number?
Yeah, if I can take that first part, you know, the people that were, the employees that were chosen, the decision wasn't made totally by the mine. You know, as I said, there was a consultation process held with the employee representatives. Now, if their representatives have agreed that, you know, these employees are on the list and would be eligible for this retrenchment process, you know, then that's the names we were given. You know, we didn't just choose the names out of a hat. It was a consultation process that was followed. And if there's an issue, they should take it up with their representatives that represented them in this 189 process, including with the CCMA. So they can revisit that through the channels that are available, because there are, you know, support offered to the affected employees, you know, including preference for re-employment, psychosocial support, retrenchment benefits, but also assistance with applications for, you know, unemployment insurance. But,
sure,
you know, there are channels that they can go back to state their case with their representatives. So
sure.
Why were they on that list? Regarding Fulco, that was one of the interventions that we put in place to try and improve productivity. And clearly that has not worked.
Okay.
So we revert to, the previous shift cycles.
Hmm.
Because once something doesn't work, you've got all these extra employees,
sure,
and your productivity doesn't improve,
yeah,
for whatever reason.
Sure.
We've got to revisit the process. We cannot just carry on making losses.
Sure.
And if change has to come, if full code didn't work, then, we go back to what did work.
Yeah. Mr. Hira?
So, if we expected a vast improvement for full code,
sure,
that didn't happen, that means you've got extra employees, you've got extra wages, but you're not getting the return.
I see. Yeah. Mr. Hira, let's park it here for this team. We really appreciate you being frank with us and availing yourself for us to, converse on some of these issues that are currently unfolding.
Sure, anytime, yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for your time. There you have it, Mpumalanga. It's
okay, Mr.
Sure. There you have it. It's the head of investor relations at Pan African Resources, the mother company of Barberton Mines and Evander Gold Mine here in the province of Mpumalanga, talking about some of the operations that are taking place there at Barberton Mines. The laying off of over 244 of their workers there, saying that they had undergone every part interventions to try and improve productivity there, but unsuccessful they have been due to the increased of gold theft, among the many other issues, but also just not the availability of gold in some of their shafts here. What do you make of that conversation? Feel free to dial in the number 01375 7096.